Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Birmingham, Clay Chalkville quarterback, fantastic season as a junior. Threw for nearly 2,500 yards, over 3,000 all-purpose yards. Yeah, a guy that can do it with his arm and his legs. Appreciate you joining us, Caleb.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Glad we could work it out. I want to kind of let's start our discussion, you know, basically, you know, from the beginning of the recruiting process. You know, Louisville was a school that expressed early interest in you. You expressed quite an interest back in them. How did that relationship build and then kind of progress to the point where you made a commitment?
Yes, sir. We had a great relationship to start off, and I had waited because I was going to commit at first, but I had to wait it out. I didn't want to rush anything, but I'm glad I didn't, because I feel like we built a better relationship than what we had. It was just we just kept on building on that relationship. We started watching more game film. We're going over the playbook and things of that nature, and it was just a really good fit for me.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, you were initially going to make a decision, I think it was like February 20th. And even at that point, you know, most people were like, hey, it's going to be Louisville. And then you did decide to, I guess, hold off, you know, until just here, just a few days ago. It sounds like he has kind of more dove into make sure that, you know, both Louisville and you were a fit for each other.
Yes, sir. No doubt. Yes, sir.
When you're going through that kind of video, what are those discussions like when you're talking with the coaches and seeing what the offense is going to be like? What are you guys talking about when you're looking at that?
He just tell me what I'll do and how I'll be a perfect fit for that type of offense, and we'll go over different concepts and look at different defenses.
Now we can hear the term perfect fit, but from your perspective, how would you describe yourself as a player? What makes you a perfect fit for Scott Satterfield's offense?
Just a dual threat quarterback who stays in the pocket only when they have to, who can make all the throws, and who can use their legs only when they have to.
Gotcha. And, you know, Pete Thomas, quarterback coach, what's the bond between you two like?
Oh, man, it's a great bond. I like Coach Satterfield as a coach, but him and Coach Thomas, they're great coaches and great people, you know?
Yeah. What is Coach Thomas? What kind of things is he, you know, when you guys talk about, you know, what's he want you to work on, or you know, what's I guess kind of interest is he showing you about what you can do both on the field and off the field?
You know, he told me I can work on my flexibility. That's the main thing I'm working on this spring, just get more flexible, and I can just max out every part of my game, really, to make me the better quarterback.
Nice. Again, we're joined by Caleb Johnson, Louisville's first commitment in the 2022 recruiting class here on the Cards Cast. Let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, it's, you know, if I'm imagining myself as a college coach, you know, getting that first commitment, there's got to be some nerves, and we've got to get the right guy. And you want to get off the snide and get your first one. But it's being a quarterback, that's kind of cool because, you know, you're kind of the leader of the team, especially the offense. Do you foresee a bit of a role now going forward as being a guy in the class?
Yes, sir, for sure.
Have you thought about, you know, what you got, you know, what you might do as far as helping recruit? What would say to other guys, you know, that might show interest in Louisville?
Yes, sir. I'll hit them in their DM, tell them, you know, L's up, try to make them come because, you know, I want to have the best 2022 recruiting class.
You know, right after you committed, one of the network, 247 Sports Networks analyst, Clint Brewster, did a deep dive evaluation of you. And one of the things that he said about the way you play that kind of jumped off at me and stood out was he said that when you're throwing the ball, you do so with courage and aggressiveness. What do you think he means by that when he says when you're throwing the ball, that you do it with courage and aggressiveness? What's that mean?
I'm guessing he means I throw it with a lot of power and accuracy.
Yeah, I mean, because when I'm looking at your tape, you know, that's kind of what comes across. I mean, it looks like you've got the confidence to throw it deep, whether you're standing in the pocket, whether you're on the run, you know, and you pretty much putting it on the numbers.
Yes, sir. No doubt. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. When you're in those game situations, obviously you're a dual threat quarterback. When do you know, okay, I still have the confidence to stick in the pocket, or let me roll out and continue to look at my options in the passing game versus, okay, I need to take off and create something with my legs? How do you know when to make that decision?
When I know my third read's broken down, that's about when I know it's time to take off and run. You know, after that third read, if I don't see anything open, I just use my legs, get that first down.
And once you get moving, is it something that you love? I mean, it looks, you know, whenever I watch dual threat quarterbacks, whether it be Lamar Jackson, you know, Malik Cunningham at Louisville right now, or whoever the case may be, once you get out on that field, it looks like a blast. It looks like the quarterbacks are just able to kind of show some creativity.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
How would you describe your running style?
I feel like I have a 50-50 with power and finesse running style.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So are you, you know, confident enough to kind of go at people, you know, or do you like to dance around and make a miss? How would you describe that?
You know, it depends. If I see somebody, if I got to get that first down and game on the line, you know, I'm for sure running over somebody to get that first down.
Now, one of the things you said when you committed to Louisville, that Louisville was a dream school. How's a kid from the Birmingham area, how does Louisville become a dream school for you?
Just watching Teddy Bridgewater and because I grew up a basketball fan as well. I played basketball, and I like Terry Rozier at the point guard position, Lamar Jackson, of course. And I just really fell in love with just Louisville sports.
Nice. Ever make it up to Louisville? Have you experienced being in Louisville at all, or do you have a visit set up or anything yet?
No, sir, I haven't. But I have a official visit it's June 11th through 13th.
Yeah. What kind of things are you looking for when you do make a visit?
Just the campus. I'm looking forward to viewing the campus and just looking at the facilities.
Gotcha. You mentioned you play basketball. How does playing basketball help you on the football field?
It gives me that athletic ability, you know. It gives me that finesse because, you know, I got power and finesse. So it gives me, like, juke moves and things of that nature.
What spot do you play on the basketball team?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
What position do you play in basketball?
I play point guard and shooting guard.
Nice. Do you prefer, you know, one or the other? Do you like having, you like controlling the, imagine as a quarterback, you probably love the point guard spot.
Oh, yes, sir, for sure. I love the point guard spot.
You know, talk about the responsibilities, you know, from that. Obviously, when you're playing quarterback, point guard, you know, either one of those two spots, you know, not only are you, you know, you're responsible for a lot of things, but you're also leaned on for leadership, kind of like, hey, this is the team, get out there and direct these guys. Talk about the importance of that in your role.
Oh, yeah, the point guard and quarterback position are big because, you know, everybody looks at you when things going bad, and everybody blames you when things going wrong, and everybody looks at you when things going good. So it's the biggest leadership position for sure.
Again, joining us here on the Cards Cast, the first commitment for Louisville football in the 2022 class, Caleb Johnson, out of Clay Chalkville, Pinson, Alabama, which is, you know, in the Birmingham area. Tell me a little bit what you're like off the field. I mean, what kind of things do you get into? Are you like a video game guy, or are you kind of a, do you like to hang out at the gym and work on that kind of stuff? What kind of stuff do you do when you're not on the field or the court?
When I'm not training or anything, I just like to chill and hang out with my family and my receivers and my O-linemen.
Nice. How important is it to have a good relationship with the O-linemen?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. They protect you, so got to hang out with those guys.
That's right. And your family, you mentioned that is you know, are you the first athlete in your family? Is it running the family? Tell me a little bit about that.
My sister plays basketball. She plays collegiate basketball at Andalusia. And my dad played football. He played running back.
Awesome. You know, so it's kind of running in the family a little bit.
Yes, sir.
with your dad's experience, does he kind of give you, you know, pointers or how, you know, what's that bond like?
He was my,
what's that?
Yes, sir. He was my first coach. You know, he's the one who put the ball in my hand.
Nice. That's, you know, it's a pretty cool, you know, experience when you get to share that with family members. Before I let you go, just about ready to start right now, I guess in about 20 minutes is the 2021 NFL draft. Are you going to be watching it? What do you think when you see the draft happening? Does that click a dream in your mind?
Oh, yes, sir. No doubt. I've been dreaming that dream since I was 5 years old, you know, so I'm very excited.
You got a favorite team?
No, I'm more of a players person.
Oh, yeah. Who, put from that perspective, is there a quarterback in the NFL that you kind of, you know, try to mold your game after or you know, kind of be like?
No, sir. I just want to be the best Caleb Johnson I can be. But I like Patrick Mahomes' game. I like Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson. I like those guys.
Nice. I like the confidence and the determination to build your own name. That's huge.
Yes, sir.
Now, you mentioned you're going to be making an official visit to Louisville June 11th through 13th. I know other schools are still starting, you know, are going to continue to recruit you. They will until you sign the paper. I mean, that's just part of recruiting. Do you plan on taking other visits to other schools to check them out, or what's your thought there?
No, sir. No other visits.
So you're pretty locked in.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. 100%.
That's awesome. Before I let you go, tell me, I guess, a little bit more. You said you like Coach Satterfield. What's that? How's that relationship grown, I guess, over the last few months? What do you guys talk about when you get together?
You know, we go over a lot of football film and game film and down the playbook. And I really have confidence in them and those guys coaching me because they're not only coaches, but they actually play quarterback, so they can relate on everything, really.
Yeah, that's big. Last question then, when you do get to Louisville, once you're wearing the red and black, and that time comes where the coach says, all right, Caleb, get in, you know, what's going through your mind? What can Louisville fans expect to see from you?
I'm going to have extreme confidence. I'm going to be ready to ball for sure.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.